This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Dorothy at Arby's plus Josh's Starbucks story and slippers. Right after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute the coast to coast all over the free world Bob and Tom Show.
The coast to coast all over the free world Bob and Tom Show.
Here's to Bob, the master shooter, who got lucky playing with Mr. Fuzzy.
Check out the website.
Christy Lee, dedicated newswoman of reason. Bob and Tom have never let you finish, which unfortunately is typical of most men.
Case of newscast interruptus.
Tom's right. If we bet on all of Mr. McGee's football picks, we'd be completely flat. Oh, wait a minute. He does? Sorry.
The man's a money mover.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light. It's always worth it, Bob and Tom, because in the book of names, you guys rock.
Check your local listings.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, Christy, where were we?
Well, we were in the news from the world of science. Even insects.
Science! Stop that.
Grow old before they die.
Who?
Insects.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Among the mammals, birds, reptiles, and even fish, signs of aging are easily observed.
Why don't birds just drop out of the sky and die?
They do.
As they're flying, it
happens.
Die.
It does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Wait.
So you're driving along, and a bird plops in the highway deck.
No, I'm not saying I've ever seen it.
but you maintain, your contention is that that happens.
Yep. You know, you bring up a very good point, Chick. Why doesn't that happen?
I guarantee you there's a bird flying around, all of a sudden just has a heart attack and drops like a hammer.
he croaks and
so this is about insects.
Yeah, the aging process though it's very hard to see in insects.
Because they're so small.
Right. Think about it though. I mean, Jiminy Cricket had the cane.
Sure, yeah.
He had a top hat too, didn't he?
He sure did.
Yeah. Son of a, and spats.
Now he's. Yes. Have you seen Jiminy Cricket lately?
No.
Oh, it's sad.
He's got a walker with a tennis ball.
Aww.
That guy knows how. He knew how to dress. Sharp dresser.
Yeah, he sure was.
So once again, today the top hat was invented, 300 years ago?
757 or something.
And so the top hat, we've decided the
1797,
three top hats. I think we may have to have a human being versus cartoon.
Number
character.
One, Mr. Peanut.
Yes.
Number two.
Abraham Lincoln.
Jiminy Cricket now. I think Jiminy Cricket is
done. He beats Michigan J. Frog?
No.
Okay, Michigan J. Frog, then Jiminy Cricket. I don't think there are any humans with top hats that I respect.
From Guns N' Roses.
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Is that it?
I guarantee you it wasn't Slasher's idea to put the top hat on, I bet. I bet somebody had him do that.
It's his trademark. What the hell's
wrong
with you?
Guy.
Slash has been here. He's cool.
I guess.
Oh, my God.
That's quite a top hat he's got, too, isn't it?
Quite a head of hair.
Yeah,
a lot of hair there. I'm sorry.
Hung like his handle on his guitar is what I heard.
Oh, boy.
New research confirms even short-lived species like field crickets experience physical decline before they die.
You get wrinkles and whatnot?
I guess. It's hard to see a wrinkly cricket, but...
No, that noise they make is from... You know what that's from?
Restless leg syndrome.
Yeah,
they rub their legs together.
Yeah, you know, they're rubbing Asper cream on. Their legs are killing them.
Yeah, sure.
So we know.
Is that what that's for?
I guess.
Speaking of old.
Yeah.
94-year-old Dorothy Bale's been working at the Arby's in Holiday, Utah for 25 years.
I bet she never gets an order wrong.
I bet she doesn't. I bet she's a great employee.
What a dick. Are you attacking? Jeez.
During her tenure at the Arby's, she's outlasted two remodeling efforts.
I'll have two beef and cheddars.
And 21 managers.
Hey. Here's your seven potato cakes.
Yeah. You nailed it again, Dorothy.
No, I said beef and cheddars.
She works the counter, takes order at the register, and keeps tables and condiments bars.
I'm sorry, what's her name again? Dorothy?
Dorothy Bale.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Don't
ignore these two buffoons.
Right.
Because
hey, how about
sure...
those curly fries, Dorothy?
I ate at Arby's yesterday. It's my favorite fast food place.
Now, many do not know this. Christy Lee, her broadcast career began at Arby's.
At the drive-thru?
And you would do a weather on the tens, and then...
Welcome to Arby's. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, can we get Dorothy, please?
No!
Why not? Yeah, Why not? I want it to take an hour and a half for her to hand me my soda.
Okay, I had a dilemma yesterday at the drive-thru.
Tell me.
Do you ever pull
tell
up?
Me. Tell me everything.
Oh, wait, were you in your car that has the wrong the driver's things in the wrong?
No,
side?
No, that I can't do drive-throughs in the right-hand drive car. But
what? If
right-hand drive car?
She has a car that has the drive the steering
the right
wheels
side
on the right
drive.
Side.
That sounds like something Beldar Conan would say. I was in a right-hand drive car.
No, you pull up, and the guy in front of you sits there for a long time, and then the second person went.
Yeah.
And you could hear them speaking.
Right. Yeah.
But then I pull up, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. How long do you... And there are like seven cars behind me.
You give the old, hello?
I kept going, hello?
So what are you thinking? Is it personal at this point? Because that's where I go.
Yeah.
They saw me. You spoke to
the person ahead of me. Is it broken? Is it not working?
It sounded something like this. Go ahead. Say hello.
Hello?
I am f***ing tired.
I don't care, Dorth. I need a big Montana. I need it stat.
Let's go, Donnie.
I am f***ing tired.
You know what stat is. You hear the doctors say it every week when you walk in.
My suggestion is every drive-thru should have a mirror so they can see.
Don't they have a TV camera in that thing?
They didn't have one at this particular TV camera.
Wait a minute. What happened again? Well, how'd you get your food?
Well, I drove up to the window, and I told the woman, I said, you realize you have eight cars behind me? She goes, oh, no, I had no idea. So, yeah, there was an issue.
She didn't tell you something like, hey, you don't tell me my business, lady. Why don't you move it along?
Yeah, it must not have been signaling them.
She was quite nice.
We never have had with Dorothy, the most competent worker in the history of Arby's.
Right.
She's still
94.
There.
94.
How this many is... managers
and
she been
And she started when she was 69.
Speaking of roast beef, you know what I mean?
That's a big Montana, I'll tell you that. Holy hell. Cram some of that back in there.
Oh, of course this is not. I would love to go see Dorothy.
Could we move on?
Here's what's happened to me. I'll be at 5:15 in the morning, but they say they're open at 5. I've pulled up to a McDonald's. I've said, hello? Nothing. Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because they're working.
Hello? Nothing.
They're not,
hello? Nothing.
No, there's no one hanging
went
out.
Went up to the first window. Nothing.
I've had a...
And I'm sure it's because they saw me.
Yeah.
And said, don't answer. He gets nothing.
I've had a drive-thru person stop speaking to me. And I just had to pull up to the window.
Are you serious?
I was in a silly mood. And
did their pencil run out of lead? What
she goes, what can I get you?
You, and
I,
hear, you hear what he said there? Because you ordered so much.
She couldn't possibly write down.
Yeah.
No, I pulled up. She said, welcome to Starbucks. What do you want? And I was feeling silly. And I said, non-fat, no whip, mocha frappuccino, venti pretty please.
Well, that's nice.
That's sweet.
And then there was a minute of nothing. And I go, hello, and I just had to drive up to the window.
Maybe
she had my drink.
Maybe she had to suffer through some a cappella event the night before.
I was like,
and had it.
I go, how about that song? She didn't say anything. She hated it. I was just trying to be silly.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
What was your order again, though?
Non-fat, no whip, mocha frappuccino, venti.
Jesus.
That is,
no extra hot or anything like that?
I can't say it's a tall order because it's a venti order.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit.
That is that's a mouthful.
But it is a tall order.
Yeah.
That brings us, this is weird, him singing. There's a rumor on the internet now that Josh Arnold is the singer for the new theme to the new True Detective coming up on HBO.
What?
Starting, I think, did it start last weekend?
Yeah.
With the guy from Moonlight. He's the detective this year.
I'm not allowed to discuss that, but there is a
rumor. So apparently the theme to the new True Detective, the guy singing the new theme, it sounds like Josh Arnold. The tweet goes like this: I need 100% proof that this isn't Josh Arnold singing.
Do we have, the audio?
Well,
sorry.
We're going to work on that.
Okay. All right. Josh Arnold and the Consensuals, his band.
He just started singing. I wasn't going to mention it, but I think it would fit perfectly.
See, I think it would be sweet if you sang to me. If I were working the drive through window, I would have been very impressed.
Yeah, I just figured, oh, man, she's put up with a lot of nonsense. Yeah. She didn't need that.
We don't know what people are going through on a day-to-day basis.
So, yeah, the last guy that did that came through and said, I'm not wearing any pants. You know, they had to call the cops.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard this, but a Phoenix woman.
There's a switch, a lady that wasn't so nice.
Yeah, she's been accused of stalking a guy she met on a dating site and sending him more than 65,000 text messages. But it looks like apparently she sent more than twice that many. According to police records, Ms. Jacqueline Addes, I don't know how you would say that. Addes?
Let's go with Addes.
Sent the man more than 159,000 text messages, some of which were quite threatening.
Oh.
This happened over the course of nearly 10 months, and the two had gone on one single solitary date. The man, whose name has not been released, called police after Addes parked outside his home in July of 2017. God. Paradise Valley officers escorted her off his property, and that's when police say Addes began threatening the man. One text read, quote, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones.
Yikes!
That's pretty specific.
Sushi? She'd make sushi out of what?
Out of his kidneys.
Ooh.
She's eating raw kidneys is what she's saying there, buddy.
That's the last time he goes at Match.com and puts must love Asian food.
Yeah. Man.
How many texts did she send?
159,000.
Whoa.
Cuckoo.
That's right out of Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
One date. Yikes.
And you wonder why I canceled my match.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty kooky.
Yeah.
Well,
here's a happy story.
Now, all right, good.
What? Okay. You don't want to do a happy story?
No, I was just thinking that.
What?
You know, you don't want to be alone in this world.
Sure.
And you know you define lonely.
How?
It's when the only texts you get are Amber Alerts.
Yeah, that's
or traffic accidents. I get those.
Or from your Simply Safe home security.
Yeah.
Saying that someone is
your home is armed.
It was a cat the last time I looked at it.
A Kentucky-based company will make you slippers that look like your pets.
Oh, this is so cool.
You provide a photo of your pet along with specific details about your pet's unique characteristics, and then for $199, you get a pair of handmade slippers. Hmm. The company's partnership with Greater Good means every purchase from Cuddle Clones gives a shelter animal 3 meals and a toy.
Oh, well, I like that. That's a nice thing.
Hmm. Cuddle Clones also offers a variety of other pet replica gifts, including stuffed animals, golf club head covers, holiday stockings, and purses.
I can see a lot of people having fun with this.
Oh, this is super cool.
I don't know about that, but I think people would enjoy it.
I seriously considered it for your Christmas gifts this year.
I'm glad you...
Well,
you know, I don't remember what you got us.
Because you have two dogs, and it was hard for me to make decision because you both have two dogs.
Would you prefer if the slippers looked like you? So when you walked up to your dog, they'd look down and see your head, and then they'd look up and see your head?
I'd prefer that the slippers look like slippers.
Yeah.
Such a cool program. What's it called? Cuddle?
No, Cuddle Clones.
Nope.
The name's a little creepy, but I think that's really great.
This idea is a dog, and for that reason, I'm out.
Okay. I'd like a size 14 in Fido for my.
So you would like some of these?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of one of these. Here we go.
Well, how do you know if it's accurate?
There's a picture of a doggy. Oh my God! It's
They just pick a golden retriever.
No, this is dead on.
No, they've
got this.
They do the picture of your dog. Mm-hmm.
This looks like a collie mix. Come here, Josh. Look at this.
Do I have to?
The two slippers look just like this dog. How can you not love these? Look at this. Wow, God, you guys.
Just, I mean, yeah, it looks like your dog.
Nothing but hate. Nothing but hate. First, you attack the aging Dorothy, who's working hard, probably because her Social Security isn't enough to get food.
Oh.
Now you're attacking. Look at this. Okay, look at this.
Look at
the ratings would be way higher.
Look, I'll give it to you. These slippers look just like
from a maudlin moment.
Oh, here's what. If you have two dogs,
fantastic.
This lady has one foot as one dog and the other foot as the other dog.
Oh, yeah, I've got to get these.
Yes.
They look just like the dogs, but $200? Come on, man.
Yeah, but it's also part of a pet support program.
Well, yeah, three meals and a toy. Go ahead and give $200 to a shelter and maybe get eight meals and seven toys.
See, why bother adding the component of joy to the lives of everyone around you who goes, oh, my God, look, your shoes look just like your dog's. Why do that? Just paint the whole world gray.
First of all,
there's
only like three or four people that see me in my slippers, for starters. You got the ice cream store.
We have.
You got the guy from the liquor store.
You got the guy from the liquor store.
We have a very special email that just came in that has to be read immediately.
Okay, go.
All right, we were talking about Dorothy, the
elderly woman who is working
at
Arby's.
She's 94 years old.
This email says, you mentioned Dorothy. I work at a dental office. We go to that Arby's at least once a week and see her.
She's still
bright as can be, but she does get the orders wrong every now and then.
Well, of course
Everybody
she does. If you worked at Arby's, you'd get the orders to the people going, there's a bite out of my sandwich. Well, how come I only have one third of my curly fries?
Wanted to make sure they were fresh.
Well, you tell men and women at the dental office to tell Dorothy we said hello
next time they go. Yes, please.
I'm sure she's great. Good for her.
Go ahead and tell her to write things down.
Okay.
My grandmother's name was Dorothy. I love that name. I love her. She's sweet.
You have no idea. You think you've seen Josh upset. Yesterday at breakfast, the waitress took our order and didn't write anything down, and I thought he was going to lose his mind.
Well,
did she get it all right?
She did.
She did. We were both very surprised.
Yes,
got it right.
Because they were semi-complicated orders. There were three of us, and she did a fine job.
Now, how do you complicate the order?
Well, I got this big
lot of substitutions, I'm guessing.
In this case, I didn't want a hard-boiled egg in the salad because I had already had eggs, and I wanted a different.
What did you substitute it with?
Pizza, a slice of pizza. I said, "Well, you take three slices of pizza, cut them up." Is this what you want to hear?
Yes. Yeah, that was exactly.
Is that what you want?
That's what I was going for. I'd like to substitute the lettuce with pizza.
Instead of the red onion, can I get three scoops of ice cream? Is that possible? Trying to eat healthy here.
No, get rid of the tomatoes and the lettuce. I'd like fudge.
God.
Dorothy, I'm sure you're wonderful.
I'm sure she's wonderful.
I think she's great.
I would love to go see her.
I'm sure that's great that she's working and probably keeping busy, which is good for you.
Yes.
Very,
of course
very
it
good.
Is.
Okay, thank you very much.
And your cheese. And
I can't believe you guys don't want to get these dog slippers.
No.
Man, I'm glad I didn't spend all that money.
Yeah, Christy,
I would have gone berserk. They're fantastic. Just make sure you get the ones for what's the name of this place again, Christy?
I got you the doggy cam that shoots trees.
The
out.
Doggy cam that shoots trees.
Come on.
This is the cuddle clone.
Yes.
Make sure you get this one and don't get the ones. Don't get the shoes from the. Don't get the shoes from the Hush Puppy Mill.
Oh, I'm happy now.
Hush Puppy Mill.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.